City of Women is David Gillam's fourth novel, but his first to hit print. All four are set in a place of long-standing fascination for him, Berlin. This time, the Berlin of 1943, with World War II starting to go badly for the Germans.
This is the first one that I've actually set during the war. Two more I wrote about that were happening in between the war during the wide-open, artistically passionate times that occurred for the 12 years of the German Republic in between the First and Second World War, before the Nazis came and shut the lid down on everything. Berlin was a great setting for this book because it mirrored the main character, Sigrid Schroeder, who is this war wife who's living this drudgery, this life of drudgery, going to work, arguing with her mother-in-law, going to sleep, and then the next day repeating everything else. Her father, her husband's at the Eastern Front, along with several hundred thousand other husbands and brothers and fathers, and at this point Berlin has become a city of women. She's living this terrible existence, but she's underneath all that, she's a very passionate woman filled with all kinds of desire and need for intellectual stimulation, etc. And that sort of was the same thing that happened to Berlin. It was that type of city, and then suddenly the Nazis came and clamped down on it. And so I try to use that to reflect Sigrid's own past.
David Gillam unfolds Sigrid's story in evocative prose, spiced with well-chosen historic detail, and ratchets up the suspense as Sigrid confronts head-on the novel's central concern.
How ordinary people make extraordinary decisions in very dangerous times. When Sigrid is going to the movies one night just to get away from her mother-in-law and get away from work and just to have a moment, and she's having this revel about in her mind about a former lover that she had years ago who was possibly the love of her life and who was Jewish and who's now lost in the chaos of war. When suddenly a young woman who she just barely knows seizes her by the arm and says, "Please say I came in here with you." And up come the lights and in come the Gestapo, and it's obvious that the Gestapo is after this young woman. So she's faced with this choice right up front, right? What does she do? Does she mind her own business? Stay out of trouble, saying, "I don't know who this woman is. I was just sitting here minding my own business and watching the movie." Or does she help her? Does she do the right thing and put herself possibly in jeopardy too? And I don't think I'm giving away too much by saying she does help this young woman, but she doesn't do it because of any particular, she's not making a statement, she's not trying to declare her opposition to this criminal regime she lives under or anything like that. The Gestapo man's a bully and she doesn't like bullies. It gets her back up. And so she makes this decision, this small decision, with sort of a knee-jerk emotional reaction. And then suddenly that little decision ends up turning her life upside down. And she's forced to make more and more decisions that are with greater and greater consequences that are both intended and unintended, and how she lives with all that, and how all of us, come to think about how we actually make the moral decisions in our lives. Nobody gets a free ride in this book. Some people rise to the occasion, others do not. You never know who, even the people you trust the most, might end up betraying you for whatever reasons they might have to
right.
save themselves, to save someone else. So it gets very gray, which I think is what wartime is certainly like, and maybe even everyday life as well.
David Gillam, author of the highly recommended debut novel, City of Women, for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Kasten.